South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley is going before the United States Supreme Court Tuesday morning to argue in favor of online sales tax collection and remittance. The case is titled South Dakota v. Wayfair Incorporated. The state passed a law in 2016 requiring out-of-state vendors to collect taxes on sales to South Dakota customers. But South Dakota's law was deemed unconstitutional by state courts based on a 1992 U.S. Supreme Court opinion in Quill Corporation v. North Dakota. The Quill opinion holds that Congress is the only entity constitutionally empowered to regulate commerce among the states. Absent congressional action, states can't impose tax collection duties on other states. Now South Dakota is asking the High Court to reconsider its Quill decision. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has followed this case since it was argued before the South Dakota Supreme Court last August.
In order to understand South Dakota's case, law professors will tell you that you need to be aware of the doctrine of the Dormant Commerce Clause. Professor Emeritus John Baker Jr. says understanding it does not come easily.
This takes many cases in a law school class to explain.
But he gives it a shot. The doctrine starts with the fact that Congress alone has the authority under the Constitution to regulate commerce among the states. Even if Congress chooses not to act, that power does not transfer.
If the states do something that really is interfering with Congress's power, even though Congress hasn't exercised the power, the court will say that what the state has done violates Congress's power, and they call that the Dormant Commerce Clause, meaning that Congress didn't exercise its power, so the court is somehow going to protect that power.
Baker says the doctrine has been created over the years by U.S. Supreme Court precedent.
It's a strange doctrine that has been much criticized, including by Gorsuch and Justice Thomas and Justice Scalia.
There's another legal concept underlying this case, that of stare decisis. I'll let two online teachers from Citizen U explain the concept.
Stare decisis is a key term in the courts. It means to decide cases based on judicial precedent.
In Latin, it literally means let the decision stand.
So, South Dakota is asking the Supreme Court to reject stare decisis and overturn earlier opinions and stop honoring the doctrine of the Dormant Commerce Clause and give states the power to require out-of-state sales tax collection. It seems the U.S. Supreme Court is destined to hear this issue every 25 years. In 1967, the court decided a case short-titled Bellis Hess. That opinion held that states could not collect taxes from out-of-state mail-order vendors for two reasons, the Dormant Commerce Clause and due process. States did not have authority to impose tax collection duties on businesses with no significant physical presence in the state. 25 years later, the court reconsidered that ruling when it heard Quill Corporation v. North Dakota. During oral arguments, North Dakota Attorney General Nicholas Spaeth told justices that after Bellis Hess, every time Congress considered federal legislation to allow interstate sales tax collection, it had been stalemated by the due process issue. This exchange between Chief Justice William H. Rehnquist and Spaeth foretells how the court would eventually rule.
If we were to reverse the Supreme Court of North Dakota here, say that Bellis Hess is still good law, but it was based on the Commerce Clause and not the Due Process Clause, would that solve some of your problems?
Well, that would give me half a loaf, Chief Justice Rehnquist.
Better than none.
It's better than none. But as you might understand, I'm hoping for the whole loaf here today.
The U.S. Supreme Court gave North Dakota its half loaf and overturned the due process restrictions. Now, 25 years later, South Dakota is going before the U.S. Supreme Court trying to get the other half of the loaf so it can bypass a dormant Congress. During oral arguments in the Quill case, Rehnquist responds to Spaeth's contention that Congress is ill-suited to handle the taxation issue.
But that doesn't mean that Congress is ill-suited to do it just because it doesn't pass the law that you want.
No. I was speaking about the political realities, Chief Justice Rehnquist. There are so many special interest groups involved in this.
The political realities of special interest groups in South Dakota's case are represented in the thousands of pages of filings submitted to the Supreme Court since October 2nd last year. They include South Dakota's petition and briefs, the respondent briefs from Wayfair, Overstock, and Newegg, and the motion of the Solicitor General of the United States to participate in oral arguments on the side of South Dakota. And there are more than 60 amicus briefs from centers, boards, councils, commissions, foundations, corporations, associations, politicians, and vendors, both virtual and brick and mortar. One such brief comes from U.S. Representative Bob Goodlatte, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Goodlatte opposes South Dakota's suit, referring to the state's statute as a kill-quill bill that violates the Internet Tax Freedom Act and hampers Congress's attempts to work out a solution. But Goodlatte himself has been blamed for Congress's inability to work out a solution. A South Dakota politician making that claim is State Senator Deb Peters, who authored the state law at issue in the Wayfair case. Peters says the U.S. Senate is open to passing an e-fairness bill, as she calls it, but Goodlatte is the holdup in the House. She makes her remarks during the Sioux Falls Legislative Preview Breakfast the first week of January.
The good thing on that front is Chairman Goodlatte announced that he is retiring and that this is his last year in Congress.
Peters says with Goodlatte gone, states have a chance of getting legislation passed by both chambers of Congress after January 2019.
We have a lot of good support across the country on this issue. We actually have the votes in Congress. We just can't get the bill out of committee.
If Peters is right, even if the U.S. Supreme Court continues to honor that dormant Commerce Clause and stare decisis, there's still hope for South Dakota that Congress will let states profit from the burgeoning online market. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.